GAA on Off the Ball.
Yeah, you're welcome back. So we're going to look back on the club action from the weekend. There was plenty of hurling to the fore. So in particular, Ballygunner of Waterford have booked their place in the Munster semi-final now. They beat the Clare champions Ballyea on a scoreline of 3-20 to 2-6 in Ennis yesterday. Very comprehensive. And Kilmacud Crokes of Dublin, they're into the last four in Leinster in the hurling. They're still in the mix for a Leinster double in the football and the hurling, which would be quite something. They beat Raharney of Westmeath 5-19 to 15 points in the quarterfinals in Mullingar yesterday. And there's obviously an interesting story brewing as well in Loughmore, Castellaney and Tipperary, a double in the football and the hurling, which we'll come to in a second. 14 odd players duel across both codes. Tommy Rooney of OTB fame, OTB AM fame in particular, is with us. Hello.
Evening, Joe. How you doing?
Have you warmed up yet?
Oh, since yesterday. Do you know what, Joe? I felt bad. I was complaining to you yesterday about how cold it was in the crow's nest, as Cill O'Connor, the famous Clare FM commentator, would call it, above Cusick Park. It was quite cold watching the Ballygunner game. And then I got home and I was in the warmth of the sitting room here, and I watched Match of the Day too, and I couldn't believe. I had no idea the snow was so bad over in the UK. So, it wasn't that bad in the grand scheme of things. So I'm fine now.
So Ballygunner of Waterford, Ballyea of Clare. Ballygunner won Munster back in 2018. Ballyea were 2016 Munster champions. So we had two teams here with a bit of pedigree.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I was hoping for a game similar to the one that they had a couple of years ago in the Munster semi-final back in 2018. Ballygunner won it in Ennis after extra time against Ballyea. So it was nothing like that this time around. Ballygunner were incredibly impressive. They wiped the floor with Ballyea throughout, Joe. From start to finish, Ballygunner were in complete control.
Yeah. I know you were speaking to their manager afterwards, Darragh O'Sullivan, so you were making the point to him that they were 8 weeks without a game, quite a long time. So how do you keep them focused, keep them energised and enthusiastic about the whole affair?
Yeah, but look, to be honest with you, the lads are energised by Munster Championship, and that's, you know, we had no opportunity last year to play Munster Championship. So look, you know what I mean, 2 years ago we were obviously beaten in the Munster final, and you know, lads are really, really look forward to Munster Championship games, and they probably played our best hurling in Munster. Like, there was games in Waterford this year where, you know, we barely got over the line in some games. You know what I mean, maybe Waterford hurling is a little bit stronger than people think at club level. You know what I mean, a lot of people kind of think talk down on Waterford hurling and Waterford club hurling, saying that it's not at 11 because we've won 8 championships in a row. But I can tell you one thing: every year we've won those 8 championships, we've improved. And we'll try and improve again next year, because we don't, we'll be beating them Waterford. And that's, you know, I stand over, you know what I mean, the strength of Waterford Club hurling, even though some people from the outside mightn't agree with me, you know.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the four Mahoney boys? Obviously, Pádraig was brilliant on the freeze. Philip, how important was that to get 50 minutes into him today?
Actually, listen, you know, like, Philip has had 2 leg breaks this year, like, to come back from the injuries he's had. You look at Pádraig coming back from a crucial injury. You look at Kevin today, was exceptionally youngest of them. Mikey got man of the match. You know what I mean? Like, they're all phenomenal guys, you know what I mean? But there's loads of them in that dressing room, you know what I mean? You know, you have like Barry Coughlin, giant captain fullback, and other outstanding guys. Saki, you know, Shane, there's loads of them there, you know what I mean? I better stop mentioning them now, or people be, you didn't mention me. But listen, look, you know what I mean? Look, we're lucky. We're lucky to have leaders in the dressing room. We're lucky to have leaders in the club. And, you know, those guys are mainly one of the main group of people that are driving this thing on, you know?
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
You don't produce a Kieran Kilkenny or an Oisín Mullen. You don't produce them overnight. They take time, takes a lot of work. Massive loss for his club, but he's meant for professional sport.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Darragh O'Sullivan there, a voice twin of Derek McGrath. That wasn't Derek McGrath you were talking to, no?
Sounded very similar. Very impressive after the game as well. And very impressive that he had his team ready to go in that manner, Joe, because 8 weeks out of the game is insane. And speaking to Tony Kelly, I was speaking to Tony afterwards as well. Tony's obviously injured. He's missed Ballyea's last 3 games, and an unbelievable loss, and probably explained a little bit of why the gap was so wide yesterday in comparison to 2018. But Tony was like, they hadn't met anything like they'd seen at Ballygunner so far. So whether that tells a tale about the Clare Championship more so than the Waterford Championship, I don't know the strength of it. And Darragh O'Sullivan was at pains to point out that the Waterford Championship doesn't get the credit it deserves at times. So
He sure was. So he mentioned the Mahoney boys there. Philip Mahoney, 2 leg breaks and still back and able to play at all. So that's extraordinary. And then Pádraig Mahoney is still trying to get to the pitch of things, I would presume, after his cruciate injury, missed most of last year. So how was he looking?
Pádraig Mahoney was very, very good. He was really good. Now, he was very, very good on the freeze. but a normal play as well, he had a massive influence. When you have a free taker like Pádraig Mahony, it's just, it's so important in hurling. He was slotting them over. I think he missed one, but we'll give him that one. And he scored one from playing as well. But yeah, Pádraig was the Waterford captain last year and did his cruciate, I think. Oh, it could have been a week before the championship kicked off for Waterford, and obviously missed the All-Ireland final run. So he was a massive loss, and he's back, and Philip was back just from the semi-final. I think he broke his leg for the second time. So it was massive for Ballygunner to get him back in action. But it was the younger brother, Kevin and Mikey, two younger brothers, that really stood out, Joe. Mikey was man of the match. He scored 1-2, and he was really, really good.
Right. What kind of crowd was in Ennis, Tom?
Well, I was from where... There wasn't a huge crowd across from where I was. I don't actually know what it was like in the main stand beneath me, but yeah. it was small enough, Joe. Like, it was live in TG Carr, so I wonder if that keep people away. I apologise. Bailey's going nuts here in the back.
Would you not take Bailey for a bloody walk, no?
I've looked after Bailey all weekend.
It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Bailey has a few things to say about your care.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm going to have to try and do a couple of magic tricks here to get him to stop. So,
hashtag rescue Bailey. Let's get this going on Twitter. Let's get the authorities in to check things out. So that was Ballygunner. They've beaten Ballyea. They will play Loughmore Castellani in the semi-final. So in Munster now, it's very interesting. A lot of teams which kind of catch the eye. Ballygunner against Loughmore Castellani. The other semi-final will be Kilmallock of Limerick. They're the champions against Middleton of Cork. So on Loughmore Castellani, this is kind of the romantic, everything you kind of picture when you think of a quintessential GAA club of the community, drawing from maybe 1,000 parishioners, and they have 3 adult hurling and football teams this season, and they have done the double in Tipperary. This is freakish.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Freakish is probably the word. And I see Dahi has it down on the notes there that Michael Dempsey's working with them this year, and I hadn't realised that. I think he's putting that down as one of the reasons why they've been able to go for 17 weekends in a row in Championship hurling and football. It's going to be 19 weekends in a row once they play Ballygunner in 2 weeks' time. They're playing Aeroog of Ennis in Cusick Park next Sunday, I think, in the football. It's just unbelievable, John. I know you mentioned earlier on that there's 14 players who started both last weekend. So, 14 players played in both. There's 10 players who started both finals. So yeah, it's just unbelievable. They were the first Tip team to ever win the double back in 2013, so it's not done that often. And like, just looking back, I didn't know a huge amount about the parish or the club. I read the same that you read earlier on, but it seems like they were primarily a football parish back in the day. Like, they have 14 titles in total and only 4 hurling titles overall. So once the McGraths come in, though, you know, they're hurlers by birth, I think you could say. So they've obviously had an unbelievable influence in there as well. Did you see the stat at the weekend that in the last 2 weekends, 17 out of 18 McGrath cousins have won a championship medal in the last 2 weekends? Between Camogie with Drummond Inch and Loughmore Castellani. I think
Who's the per side who's 18?
I'll find out for it now in a second. I'll get it in the clip.
If you get the McGrath on who hasn't, that'd be the interview to do.
100%.
Just to put it into context, because it's tempting to say, oh, well, dual players at the top level of club hurling and football are everywhere. Like, they're not really, because I was reading a piece which said, so of the 18 Loughmore Castellani players who featured in the drawn hurling final against Sarsfield a few weeks back, 14 played the next week against Commercials in the county football final. So that's 14 who featured in both week on week. Like, you compare that to Kilmacud Crokes, who did the Dublin double. Just one player features across both squads. And then I saw Nace mentioned as well. They're making big strides in both the hurling and the football as well in the Leinster Championship. They have just 2 players who are featuring for both teams. So to have 14 week on week in finals, now that is nuts.
It's absolutely incredible. And in ways, can I just make a point here before Bailey starts barking again? He's actually taking advantage of me, Joe, because he knows that I've got a couple of treats here with me.
I just want you to feed the dog.
I've made an error here. I brought them with me. Like, what it says about the 14 players, what I might say about like a club like Ballyea, they have a couple of players who come from different parishes, so they might have lads from Clondegad, which is Gary Brennan's club, coming in, and they'd be football, and they'd be coming in playing hurling. And they've lads from other clubs as well coming over. And then you hear about the divisional teams down in Kerry, like St. Brendan's, who lost to Austin Sachs a couple of weeks ago. They'd only had a couple of training sessions together all year. Mm. Whereas these lads clearly are training week in, week out together, hurling and football. It must be amazing. It must be absolutely unbelievable fun to be playing like that, flat out. And, like, it must help to do it that way.
Yeah.
Like a club like Kilmacud are a freak. Like they're so big that they're able to have just one player from both.
Yeah. Well, I guess Castlemore have to work it both ways. I mean, if there's that many playing both, then the two managers almost have to cooperate. Whereas in a club the size of Kilmacud, as you're saying, it's like two separate entities almost. Whereas Lockmore don't have that luxury. So, look, it's really interesting. The McGraths versus the Mahonies is a nice way to pitch up that Munster semi-final. Tom, we're out of time. I'd like to thank Bailey and you for your contributions this evening.
Thanks, Joan. I'm sorry about that.
Good man. Is the football pod still going strong? Talk to us.
It is, actually. We're recording episode 29. Can't believe there's 29 episodes down in a little while. Paddy Cunningham, the former Antrim footballer, he just retired this weekend for the... Well, he stepped away the first time, but he came back after a six-year hiatus. Mm. He actually revealed he had Crohn's disease when he first stepped away. Right. So he's been playing for Antrim for the last 2 years under Enda McGinley. Only came back for 1 year in 2020, but when McGinley and Stephen O'Neill came in, he was so excited he couldn't step away. He's got a wand of a left foot, and we've been raving about him a couple of times in the pod this year. He's going to join us. Andy's got his fixtures for Leitrim for next year in the Championship. Whip-de-woo. We're all really excited for the Championship, aren't we, Joe?
So
we might mention that at the end.
When is the treacherous Andy Moran stepping down from the pod? Or is he?
I'm not going to be drawn on that at the minute. No comment.
Bailey knows. So. Bailey. Two barks yes, one bark no.
Don't call him again.
Tommy, we'll talk to you. Come on.
Cheers.
Tommy Rooney there with the latest on the club championship, which is brought to you here on Off the Ball by AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. And you can check out hashtag the toughest. It's hard to say that. Hashtag the toughest for more. GAA on Off the Ball.